T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
He saved my life, and, at least on paper, he gave me a chance to fight for vindication.
He wasn't given a fair trial.
If I did what I did and I was an employee of anybody else, I'd have been canned the next day.
Under this president and this administration, we're going to defend the police.
All black lives should matter, and all lives should matter.
America better wake up.
You bet they should. And the president pointing that out this weekend with the fake news and phony polls that he was talking about. Welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show, and glad that you're with us this morning. But people do need to wake up. That was Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick down in Texas talking about that this weekend. You know, two more police officers were murdered, this time in Texas. All part of the Ferguson effect, honestly. This effort to paint the police as the bad guy leads to more and more police deaths. And there's no doubt about the fact that that's what happened in Texas. So we'll continue to talk about it and to draw attention to those things. And so glad that you're with us this morning. We got Chris Arps coming up with us a little later this hour. So I hope you can hang around for that. Tricia, Denise, did you guys hear the latest Ghislaine Maxwell news this morning?
Yes.
When they arrested her, she had her cell phone wrapped in tinfoil.
I thought that was so weird. I was like, who's giving her advice on how to elude the police?
Because she apparently thought that if she wrapped her phone in tinfoil,
they won't find you.
The police couldn't monitor her. But the funny thing about that is that she was in her $1 million home when they found her.
Yeah.
So she wasn't hiding out in a hotel room somewhere. She was at a piece of property she apparently owned with security paid for by her family, hiding from the police. She refused to answer the door. And when police finally went in, they found her cell phone on the desk wrapped in tinfoil.
But they're claiming that she wrapped the cell phone so they couldn't find her, because that doesn't make any sense at all.
And she had she had a few phones.
I could see if she thought, and it still doesn't make a ton of sense, but I could see if she thought that people could look at the content on her cell phone. And that's why she was wrapping it in tinfoil. But if you really want to hide from the police, you leave your cell phone at home and you leave.
Thank you. I mean, I knew a guy once that put tinfoil up in his attic to keep the government from monitoring. He thought they could look through his roof and monitor what was going on.
They probably can now.
I probably can. You don't need to do that. You carry a phone around. It listens to everything you say.
Yeah.
You don't need to. Tinfoil is not going to stop that.
Remember back in the day when that whole like tinfoil hat, people were crazy. And now people really are.
Seriously.
I mean, we are being spied on. We're just doing it knowingly.
Right.
Like, yes, they are listening.
Yeah. Yeah. Very true. Very true. The New York Times apparently did the editorial board not that it, I mean, we all know where they stand on everything. They apparently did an interview with Joe Biden over the weekend where they got to sit down and pick his brain, what's left of it, over what he would do if he was president, right? Which I thought was pretty interesting. But here's how the Times is painting Joe Biden. They think he's going to be the next FDR. In terms of the progressive impact he will have on America if he gets elected. I thought this was fascinating. They say he's not an obvious candidate to be a transformational president. He's not a great public speaker. He doesn't have a strong ideology. He's been a moderate centrist Democrat most of his career. But history suggests that he could be the next FDR on what he wants to pull off, or what the people around him will try to pull off if he gets elected. I mean, the debate's been going on over polls all weekend, right? Listen to the president this weekend. Go to cut number three, please.
We think we're doing very well. We had some poll numbers a little while ago that are great. You know, it's the same story. It's suppression polls that we had in 2016, phony polls. Fake news, phony polls, same thing. And we're doing very well. We're doing well in Georgia. We're doing well in Texas. I read where I was 1 point up in Texas. I'm not 1 point up in Texas. We're many points up. I saved the oil industry. 2 months ago, I saved the oil industry. There would have been, I created it.
So the president's got his own internal polling, but here's what you need to understand about this New York Times piece. They see a Joe Biden victory in the fall means big changes in climate policy, racial issues, health care, taxes, education, and more than any recent president. Because Joe Biden, the people that support Joe Biden believe that if he wins, he'll also have the Senate and the House. And if he doesn't have the Senate, or even if he does get the Senate, here's what he wants to do. He wants to get rid of the filibuster. And this is important. This is what I want you to understand. This is the quote from Joe Biden about the filibuster and whether or not he would support getting rid of it so the Senate could pass bills with a straight majority vote. Imagine what the Democrats would do right now if the Republicans tried to do that. Joe Biden said it's going to depend on how obstreperous they become. Have you ever heard that word?
I have not.
No, that one's new.
Obstreperous. I had to look it up. I'll be honest with you about that. Here's what obstreperous means. Noisy and difficult to control. So in other words, when we take over the Senate and we have 51 or 52 votes, we have the majority. If the minority is too noisy and difficult to control, we're just going to change the rules. So all we need is a simple majority to pass anything we want. This is what people need to understand about the Democratic Party of today. When you don't have a choice in November. Because if you don't reelect Donald Trump, this is what you face. It's going to be the cancel culture of all time. They are going to shut down any attempt to stop them from completing their agenda, including getting rid of the filibuster in the Senate in the instance that they were able to take control again. And then they're going to expand the Supreme Court, and they're going to do all these things to make sure no Republican ever gets elected again. That's the goal. Don't be obstreperous, I guess, is your lesson for the day now that we all know what it means. Fascinating stuff. Just wanted you to be aware of that. Let me get to a quick break here. 314-241-9797, the phone number down here. Chris Arps is going to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
America better wake up. And while they didn't start this fire, Joe Biden and the Democrats are aiding and abetting this. This was a low-life piece of trash that when these police officers showed up at his door, he shot them multiple times in the face and the head. They never had a chance to grab their weapon. They came in peace. And I'm so tired of this mob and these people on Facebook and Twitter attacking our police. I proudly wear our state trooper's shirt today.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick there, clearly emotional and angry over the deaths of the two officers down in Texas this week. And I mean, what a horrible ambush attack down there in the McAllen, Texas, where the two officers went to deliver a, I'm assuming they were delivering a warrant, and they show up at the door and the guy opened fire before even answering the door. So he then ended up killing himself during a shootout with these officers. But they referred to it as an ambush shooting. You know, when you paint the police in such a fashion repeatedly, and many people in the mainstream media are very guilty of this on a regular basis, this is the end result. These were a couple of veteran police officers down there who lost their lives for no good reason. It just sickens me. That's for sure. Let me get to Al on line one here. Al, how are you? Good morning.
Hey, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed
Thank
your
you.
Time off.
I did. Thank you. It's good to be away.
I hope you had time to not think about all of this.
You know what? There's something about being up in the mountains and just kind of hiking through the wilderness that kind of lets you get away from it all. That was nice. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, back to reality, I guess. those two people that came out, they should have just stayed on the patio and enjoyed their lunch, their dinner. They were wrong. They were the ones who were pointing weapons at the crowd. You say the crowd had weapons? They weren't flourishing their weapons. And you just say that anecdotally. You don't know they had weapons.
Sure they did. There's a picture of it. There's a picture of people in the crowd with guns.
Are they pointing them at the couple?
In the picture I saw, they were. Now, for context, I don't know if they pointed their weapon first or if Mrs. McCloskey did. But there is a very clear picture of somebody in the crowd pointing a weapon at them.
So you can possibly see that the McCloskeys were wrong. They're right because, well, they're defending their property. They didn't have anything to defend. Nobody was rushing their property. And if you say
Al,
they were on the street.
I don't know where you live. Here's what I know about where the
McCloskeys. I live close to you. How about that?
Okay.
I live close
to
you.
So I don't know anything about your neighborhood, but in the McCloskeys neighborhood, to hear them describe it, they've had multiple intrusions upon their property over the years and had reason to believe that this crowd posed a threat to them.
That's
under the
be
stand your ground law and the
it,
castle yeah. doctrine, that's the only excuse they needed.
And let me bring up one other point. You're talking about the fear of Democrats taking over the Senate in the fall. Well, if they do, it'll be because of the current man in the White House. Just like when Bush was in the White House, brought in the era of Obama. Trump's going to bring in a change, and it won't be him. And I'm sure you'll be upset when the Democrats take over and they start appointing judges that believe in liberal values and not conservative values. I'm sure you'll be okay with that.
It's not a matter of liberal or conservative values. It's a matter of applying the Constitution as it's written and not legislating from the bench.
And you think all the judges on the Supreme Court, if they're liberal, don't apply the Constitution as it's written?
That is what I would argue to you, and it's what Hans von Spakovsky has argued repeatedly on this very program.
What about Gorsuch and the other Bush appointees who have sided with against the Trump administration?
They have, but the point is, the only people you see switching votes are the Republican appointees.
That's not true.
The four Democrats vote as a block on all of these major issues like abortion and Roe versus Wade and all these stories.
Kagan just voted separately and independent of the other so-called liberals of the court.
Al,
I think we're in for a good ride this fall, and I hope you're around, because you're going to have a lot of crow eating to do.
I will be happy to talk to you about that when the time comes, Al. Thanks for the call.
It's going
to
be so much fun.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, Keith Antone is going to be buying me dinner at my favorite steakhouse in November. I'm not too worried about that. I'm looking forward to it, in fact. Should be fun. 314-241-9797. We'll find out what Chris Arps thinks about all these polls that are floating around out there when we come back.
More people have died from the protests of Black Lives Matter than prior to that. And so sometimes it's hypocritical. It's almost as if some Black lives matter, but all Black lives should matter, and all lives should matter. And so I thank you, Mr. President, for what you're doing.
Thank you.
And I stand solid.
Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man?
Can you dig it?
Close.
Mm.
Closer there, Chris.
Close, but yeah. No cigar.
How are you, buddy?
Back, but I love that you keep trying.
Well, thank you, Chris.
I'll always try. Welcome back, Mark Cox.
I appreciate that. Good to be back.
Hey, TMZ is reporting that you were out west looking for land because of all this mayhem happened in cities. You looking to escape. Is that true?
I may or may not have picked up a few real estate magazines while I was out there.
Oh, okay. Boy, heard it first on 97.1. Made some news.
just to see what it would cost, right? You know, to live in the middle of Montana, because you have to have a fallback plan, right?
Yeah. Did you also price seeds and food?
Yeah, no kidding. That's true. I'm telling you what.
Oh, you didn't think of that. Didn't think of that, huh?
I didn't think of that, but traditionally they're a fairly low tax state, so that's good.
No. I mean, for when all heck breaks out, you got to move up, you got to like bunker down.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's that too. I don't know. Did you hear Vernon Davis there, by the way, or Vernon Jones, I'm sorry, talking about standing in solidarity with the president? That guy's a Georgia Democrat. So his political career just ended, agreeing with the president.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, there are some African-Americans or Democrats that are standing up and seeing, as Mr. Jones said, the hypocrisy of some within the Black Lives Movement decrying Black Lives Matter. But when we see the mayhem that's happening every night in our cities, even here in St. Louis, with the two slain in front of St. Louis University, you know, thank God that, in a sense, this COVID thing is going on, because that place would be full of summer school students, people walking around. It could have been much, much worse. You know, I think the worst thing that can happen for the Black Lives Matter movement is this mayhem that's going on in the cities, because you're seeing parents losing children at a young age. You're seeing people losing loved ones, but you don't see any protests or any call out because of that. And you're seeing little smattering of instances of families of victims speaking out on that. You see it here in St. Louis. You know, some of the prosecutions that Tim Gardner won't prosecute. Yeah. You've had family members have gotten some media attention that have called her out on that.
Well, and rightly so. I mean, look what she's doing to the McCloskeys. I mean, we talked about it in 2A Tuesday earlier in the show, but they've confiscated the weapons of these law-abiding citizens who did nothing other than step out on the lawn in front of their house holding their weapons.
Have they been charged with a crime?
Well, they haven't been charged yet, but they're apparently being investigated to be charged with a crime.
I would think you have to be charged with a crime first before you could take someone's weapon.
Well, apparently not, because that's what they did. And in fact, Annie had on Eric Schmidt yesterday talking about this and the Castle Doctrine. Go to cut 19, please.
I think what's really important for people to understand is that in Missouri, the Castle Doctrine is very expansive. And so this was not a public street. This was not a public, right-of-way of any sort. I mean, this is private property. The gate was, down into a private neighborhood. And including McCloskey's, there's video everywhere. They told the folks coming through this is private property. They said that they were threatened. Their lives were threatened. People were going to kill them, their dog, and live in their house. And they are on their property. And, again, that the Castle Doctrine allows you to defend yourself and your family and your home and your property.
Yeah, so at least the Attorney General's speaking up about this, Chris. But at the end of the day, people have said to me, well, what do we have to do to get rid of Kim Gardner? Well, put on your political analyst hat here for a minute. I don't think we can, because the Democrats in the city will determine who their next prosecutor is. And I haven't heard from Mary Pat Carl since the day she announced she was running.
All right. Look, the only way that I could see Kim Gardner being beat, and I'm a bit partial, but there is a young man that is running as a Republican for circuit attorney. I interviewed him when I had him on when our guest hosted Tim Jones' show. The only way that I could see Kim Gardner losing is if she beats Mary Pat in the primary and becomes the nominee for circuit attorney, that you'd have all the Democrats that did not vote for Kim Gardner and the smattering of Republicans and maybe some of the disgruntled African-Americans that see that their neighborhoods are getting even worse. I think if you could have that three-thing coalition come together, then you'd have a chance to maybe beat her.
Wow. Yeah, that's...
But that's like, that's a lightning in a bottle. Everything has to fall right. Reuben Goldberg scenario, kind of thing. But that's the only way I really see it.
People around the country are shaking their heads at this, Chris. I mentioned earlier that I was in Montana last week, and I'm getting ready to eat breakfast, and we had to wait on a table because they were doing this whole social distancing thing and they had fewer tables. And we're waiting on a table to open up, and we strike up a conversation with the people in the lobby who've lived in Montana for years now. And when the minute we mentioned St. Louis, they asked me about Kim Gardner. There are people in Montana who've heard about our prosecutor here and started in on the fact that she's a George Soros supported prosecutor. And how do you put up with that in St. Louis? And I'm like, we don't have a choice. I said, it's a liberal vacuum. Is what politics are here, where no other voices are heard in city politics.
Boy, she must have graced a lot of NRA magazine covers over the last couple of years for people in Montana to know who she is. Wow, that's incredible.
Well, and then that wasn't, that wasn't the only case. I'm hiking into Avalanche Lake in the middle of Glacier National Park, strike up a conversation with a guy who was just a few steps ahead of us, and he's a retired police officer, finds out we're from St. Louis, and he brings up he wants to talk about the Mike Brown case, and then he brings up the McCloskeys. People around the country, unfortunately, don't look at St. Louis in the light of anything good these days.
Well, I'll tell you what, next time you travel, to save yourself a little introduction time, just wear a T-shirt that says, I'm from St. Louis. We're striking up all the conversations you want.
Exactly. People will entertain you. What I also said, Chris, is that in my long travels, I didn't see a single Joe Biden sign, sticker, shirt, nothing. The occasional Bernie sticker on a car, but that was about it.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me out there. That's pretty ruby red. Even though, and I can't remember which state out there it's happening, but there's a former governor there that's very popular. There's a Democrat that's competing for a Senate seat that Republicans have. And, yes, supposedly a good chance of winning it. So there's an aberration there.
Well, aren't you a Debbie Downer today?
No, I'm just, you know what? I give it to you real. You know that.
I'm just kidding you, Chris. Can you hang around?
Sure.
All right, let's get to a break here. 314-241-9797. What say you? We'll get to your phone calls and talk more with Chris about this the shutdown of the schools when we come back.
And we should be dealing with the racism that is in our country, to which the president speaks to, because he has a base of supporters who are very anti-immigrant and white supremacists. A lot of his base, and that's who he speaks to. So the divisiveness continues.
Mazie Hirono, the senator from Hawaii there. Wow. You know, our friend Virginia Cruda texted me a few minutes ago, and she was recently traveling through Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Not traditionally red states, but they were more recently in Pennsylvania, at least. And she said she saw Trump signs everywhere, Chris Arps. So I'm just telling you, I think there's once again, a silent group of folks out there who are never reflected in any of these national polls.
You know, there was a Newsweek poll that came out a couple of days ago. I put it on my Facebook page that showed that the lead had narrowed between Joe Biden and the president. And one interesting thing that this poll found, that one, what we always believe is that people don't like to give their opinions in polls. That was one of the reasons that people didn't register in these polls. But these were people that also are Trump voters, people that will come out for Trump, that are relatively new voters, and those people are hard to calculate.
Well, they are, because a lot of them don't, because of the cancel culture, because of the fact that, you know, for whatever reason, if you have a Trump sticker on your car, people drive by you and they flip you off. They just feel completely offended that you would dare to support somebody other than their candidate. A lot of people keep that to themselves.
Yeah, it's a shame. You know, Mark, before we end here, I want to give a disclaimer that I was a volunteer advisor for Daniel Zdrowski. He's the candidate that's running for circuit attorney, Republican, in St. Louis. I would hate for Kim Gardner to call Trish and ask for equal time.
Thanks for looking out.
Yeah.
You think that would happen?
Kim's only doing interviews with NPR.
Oh, okay. Forgot. Yeah. And national. You got to go national.
Well, no, even locally. I mean, that's who she'd prefer to talk to. Somebody that's not going to ask her any hard questions, right?
And she does St. Louis American interviews.
Yeah, that's true. Have you, Chris, have you seen any polling at all on the county executive race?
I have not, but, just my general feeling of it, I kind of think it's Mark Montalbani's to lose. Sam Page has made a lot of stumbles, a lot of mistakes. He's a pretty weak candidate. And the other candidate, Zimmerman, just really hasn't made much of an impact, even though people tell me he's a very likable guy. But I just think in this climate of swamp and establishment politicians, I think a new face is what a lot of people are looking for in St. Louis County, or Democrats.
Yeah, it could be. Channel 5 has a link this morning on their page to how you can report your neighbors in the city and county if they're not wearing their masks. So,
are you kidding me? 1984. Great,
it's true.
Great year to graduate high school, but wow, the book name.
That is absolutely the truth. Chris Arps, I appreciate you, my friend. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for having me on. Have a great day,
absolutely.
Guys.
Absolutely. Yeah,
Chris.
You bet. Yeah. Great to get you on here, and great to be back. It really is. I enjoyed my time off, but so many things happened when I was off, and you know, all I had to, I didn't want to bug my wife with it, so I just had to bundle it all up and wait to get back on the radio today so I could talk about it.
It was very thoughtful of you, and we're glad to have you back.
Well, thank you, and my thanks to Mike Ferguson for sitting in all of last week and yesterday, of course, and we always appreciate him and him giving us some of his time and his talents so I could take some well-needed rest. How about that? Have a great day. Kill Meat is up next. Annie Fry, noon to 3. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.